卑斯省长云达维星期五朝早同新成立应对美国关税的小组召开会议，讨论加强卑斯省的供应链，减少各省之间贸易壁垒，以及帮助省民购买加拿大制造产品。云达维晏昼主持视像记者会的时候表明，他希望美国总统特朗普听取顾问意见，了解到两成半关税所带来的影响，重申如果特朗普在星期六落实关税计划，卑斯省已经准备好反击。
I can assure you that we are ready for the fight. We will not roll over. We will stand up for British Columbians and for Canadians. And we will be part of a national effort to ensure that unprecedented action that will harm families on both sides of the border does not go unanswered.
对于有外电一度说美国考虑推迟实施关税决定，韦大卫说卑斯省经历混乱和困惑，他们试图了解白宫的情况，形容白宫内一片混乱，资讯互相矛盾。
This morning already, we've had a morning of chaos and confusion in terms of trying to understand what is happening at the White House. The chaos there, the conflicting messages just this morning, it's hard to make sense of exactly what is going on with our to date closest friend and trading partner.
卑斯省财政厅长贝亚丽同日朝早亦都同私营机构嘅经济预测专家举行年度会议。贝亚丽话：加拿大正处于全球极度不稳定嘅时期，预计呢种不明朗情况会持续至少四年。佢强调，卑斯省嘅策略系透过强化经济、持续拓展贸易网络以及支援有需要社群，以维护卑斯省民嘅利益。
And what I will share with you is that it's our expectation that the uncertainty that has been introduced into our economy is uncertainty that we are likely to experience for 4 years.
贝亚丽又引述经济预测委员会指出，即使来自美国的威胁导致规划和预算制定变得更加困难，但是经济多元化发展令卑斯省仍然处于有利位置，并且能够继续吸引新的投资、技术人才以及创造发展机会。贝亚丽说，虽然前路仍然充满挑战，但是卑斯省拥有一切必要条件来迎接未来，并能够蓬勃发展。财政厅将会在3月4日公布2025年财政预算案。加拿大中文电台记者黄启谦报道。